Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey says it has shot down an aircraft of unknown nationality that had intruded into its airspace near the Syrian border. Turkey's military said in a statement the plane ignored three warnings before Turkish warplanes shot down the aircraft Friday. Turkish broadcaster NTV reported that the aircraft was a drone and was brought down about 3 kilometers inside Turkish airspace near the Syrian border. An unnamed U.S. official told Reuters they believe the drone was a Russian aircraft. However, the Russian Defense Ministry said all its planes in Syria had safely returned to base and all its drones were operating as planned after Turkish officials announced the shootdown. Turkey has in the past shot down Syrian jets and helicopters for violating Turkish airspace during Syria's 4.5-year civil war. The Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, denouncing as illogical the U.S. decision to slow down troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Islamist insurgency was reacting Friday to President Barack Obama's announcement that he will maintain the current number of American troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016, before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January 2017.
Their mission will not change. Our troops will continue to pursue those two narrow tasks that I outlined earlier: training Afghan forces, and going after al-Qaeda. But maintaining our current posture through most of next year, rather than a more rapid drawdown, will allow us to sustain our efforts to train and assist Afghan forces.
VOA News.